energy channel. So this diksha, this process of diksha, has two parts to it. One part is called dipani, dipagyanam. Dipa means knowledge, dipagyanam. That means dipani shakti is like a torch, like a light, like a torch. When Kundalini is awakened, you need, suppose you are going someplace, you need a light, flashlight, to show the path where you want to go next. You need, for you to see the path that you need to travel by, you need some kind of a light that says, okay, now I have to go this way. So, Dipagyanam is this type of light, this type of energy that is able to open the path for Kundalini. So Dipagyanam or Dipani Shakti opens the path for Kundalini to travel. So when in the diksha, what happens is that when you receive mantra, and as I described earlier, I hope you are sharply aware of everything that I've just said earlier, that mantra according to your Kundalini, when that mantra is prescribed, what happens? Your Kundalini receives a jolt when it hears that mantra. Like a jolt. Something has impacted it. And this impact is called mantra ghat. Aghat means impact. Mantra. Mantra ghat means impact of the mantra. So in diksha, in the process of diksha, when one receives mantra, what happens? Mantra ghat occurs. Mantra attacks, impacts the sleeping divinity. And Dipani Shakti, Dipagyanam, opens, provides the energy, provides the light to the Kundalini to travel. Light meaning opens up the pathway so that Kundalini may travel. And as Kundalini travels and crosses the different chakra, the net result is papa kshayam. Kshaya means destruction. Ksha. The letter ksha is a root word of transformation, destruction. Kshaya. Papa kshayam. Meaning destruction of sanskara, burning of the sanskara. As a result of Kundalini's awakening, as it awakes and it travels, the net result is sanskaras get destroyed. And that means purification of self. As soon as the sanskara gets destroyed, what happens? One begins to lose its identity with this crudeness, crude world, and one begins to understand its real divine nature, that I am not this crude thing, I am not this crude being, I am divine. This knowledge you may have, but by doing meditation only, you begin to recognize, realize these things. And as Kundalini travels, these sanskaras, as they break down, your original form, Swarupa, comes to surface. So, all the tantras, there are 64 branches of tantra, they all agree that this is the proper diksha. Proper diksha must have a proper mantra. Proper mantra ghat must be there. When eventually we will be talking about what is mantra and all these things, we'll be talking in future. Mantra is not just a word. Mantra has many, many characteristics in it, and one of those characteristics is that mantra has been infused with the spiritual shakti, spiritual energy, by the great master. Only such mantra can awaken the kundalini. Any mantra cannot awaken the kundalini. And mantra may also lose the spiritual energy, the great master's through process that we will discuss in future, will re-establish this energy into the mantra. And such mantra, when given to the right person, right mantra, then through this mantraghat and by the proper application of the Dipani Shakti is when the kundalini is able to not only awaken but arise. Mantraghat awakens the kundalini, but it has to travel, right? Because what did we say? We said that Shakti is at Muladhara Chakra and Shiva is at Sahasrara Chakra. So it has to travel from Muladhara to Sahasrara. That means kundalini is not just to be awakened, but after awakening it must travel through. And in order for it to travel, you need Dipani Shakti, Deepagyanam, in order to open up the chakras, pathway. So this is mantraghat and Dipani Shakti. In practical term, Deepagyanam or Dipani Shakti is your shuddhis. The shuddhis that you do in your first lesson, it is actually the practical meaning of Deepagyanam. So this is mantraghat, this is mantra, and this is diksha. So now today's topic is mantra chaitanya. This is the review from last week. Now, as I was saying, mantra chaitanya, as I was saying that once a kundalini is awakened, it has to travel and move up. How does kundalini travel? How does kundalini move? From where does it move? So what you have energy channels in your spinal system. And this is called Sushumna Khand. Sushumna Khand is like a channel of passage for the energy. In this Sushumna Khand, Sushumna Nadi, you have another channel of energy. And inside that you have yet another channel. So in the Sushumna Nadi, you have another channel, is called Chitrani. Sushumna Chitrani, and inside Chitrani you have another energy channel, and that is called Brahmani. We'll talk about this more at length, but everything is overlapping everything else, so I just have to mention it, but we'll talk more about it in my another talks. But at this point, just the point is that there is an energy channel, Sushumna Nadi. Inside that you have Chitrani, inside that you have Brahmani. And inside Brahmani is a purely spiritual channel. Through this spiritual channel of Brahmani, kundalini is able to actually travel through this innermost energy channel called Brahmani to this fluid, spiritual fluid. It is able to move through and reach, ultimately crossing different chakra to Sahasrara Chakra to Supreme Consciousness. Now what happens is, as a result of Mantra Chaitanya, which is today's topic, what happens is sort of like, you may say, vacuum, like an attraction is developed at the Sahasrara Chakra level. And it's like a something being pulled from Sahasrara Chakra. Suppose you have like a pump or like a, you syringe, for example. You pull the syringe plunger away. What does it do? It creates a vacuum. And as a result, the liquid moves up, right? So, Mantra Chaitanya means that a vacuum-like situation is created within the Brahmani channel, created from Sahasrara Chakra. And this force then raises the Kundalini. Kundalini moves up as a result of this attraction that is developed from Sahasrara Chakra. And this is Mantra Chaitanya. So Mantra Chaitanya verily means movement of Kundalini after it has been awakened through the Brahmani channel as a result of the attraction developed from Sahasrara Chakra through the Brahmani channel. It is attracting, it is moving, it is guiding Kundalini upward. Now, as you can see, that if your body and mind are not well prepared, your Kundalini will not be able to go through those chakra. Even though you may have a strong spiritual force, but if your chakras are not prepared, Kundalini cannot go through that. So Dipani Shakti, Shuddhis, Deepa Gyanam, and the practice of this Dipani Shakti is a very, very important thing, because it prepares your psychic center, your Brahmani. It prepares all the chakras so that Kundalini is able to pass through. You may have, suppose in your syringe you are creating vacuum to pull it up, but there is a block in the plunger someplace. What will happen? Liquid will not be able to move. Right? So passage has to be cleared for Kundalini. Otherwise, even though there is a mantra chaitanya, awakening of the mantra from Sahasrara, Kundalini will not be able to move forward. Mantra chaitanya, that means awakening of the mantra. Mantra chaitanya also means meaning of the mantra, to know what mantra means. Suppose you say, my boyfriend, my wife, my husband, my girlfriend, my daughter, my son, all these words are there. These are all relationship of love, right? My wife. I love my wife. I love my husband. I love my son. Relationship. I love my girlfriend. Relationship. I, wife, love. There is a relationship. I, my wife, and attachment between the two. Love is there. If I don't know what it really means by wife, I will not experience the attraction. If I don't understand the relationship involved, I will not have attraction for it. That means knowing is not enough. Simply knowing the word. If you don't know it, then there is no relationship, and then there is no sentiment. Once you know it, sentiment begins to develop. And the more you know, the greater the sentiment becomes. You met somebody from a distance, you like some person, you are attracted. Something happened, an attraction developed, but you don't know the person. Then you come to know the person, comes in a closer proximity, And the closer you get, the greater the proximity and closeness you spend. You start sharing your ideas and thoughts. What happens? I-ness begins to merge, which is what we talked about earlier. I-ness begins to develop because of the proximity. But the point here is that unless you know what it means by a wife, you will not feel the sentiment of, I love my wife. Meaning that mantra chaitanya means you have to know the meaning of that word, you have to feel the meaning of the word. When you feel the meaning at the deeper level, what happens? That's when mantra becomes real. Otherwise, mantra it becomes like a japa. There are two processes. One is called mantra in Ishvara Pranidhan that we use, mantra, and japa kriya. In japa, person is repeating mantra, some mantra, but they are not aware of the meaning of it. But in Ishvara Pranidhan, mantra chaitanya is very important because without mantra chaitanya, kundalini cannot move. And mantra chaitanya means not only knowing the meaning, but to identifying yourself with it, to develop a strong personalized sentiment with it. And what does that do? That is called what? When you develop a proper understanding at the deeper sentimental level, what do we call that? That is devotion. That exactly is what devotion is. So mantra chaitanya really means development of devotion. Without devotional sentiment, mantra chaitanya really doesn't mean much because a sentiment does not develop. And if mantra chaitanya is properly developed, sentiment will develop. The sentiment will develop, it will become a sentiment of devotion, and the result will be through the Brahmani channel, attraction will move it forward. When you begin to understand the real meaning of the mantra, not just superficial dictionary meaning of something, but at a sentimental level, when you feel it in your blood, when you feel it in your nerve fiber, in your whole being, it awakens tremendous attraction for God. And this is called devotion. When you meditate and you begin to say that I am the supreme entity, on one hand is your jiva bhava, my attachment with my crude self, my identification with my crude being through my kundalini, that is in the lower form. And the other is mantra chaitanya is telling you, no, this is who I am. I am the supreme entity. Incantative rhythm are telling you to go toward the supreme consciousness. Entitative rhythms are keeping you down here to your lower jiva bhava. Incantative rhythm are taking you to the shiva bhava. And this is what meditation is. It's a struggle to convert entitative rhythm into incantative rhythm, jiva bhava into shiva bhava. How does that happen? Through devotion, you begin to understand, hey, what all these things I'm carrying with me? You know, am I mad, man? This world is transitory. What am I doing? I am attached to so many things. You know, and not only I'm attached, my whole life is being dedicated to what? I am, what am I doing? I'm dedicating my existence to the worldly existence. We have to live in the world, but we don't have to dedicate our lives to the pursuits of material existence. They're two different things. One is a dedication, one is an adjustment. What is the purpose? And what is the way? Purpose is spirituality, and the way is, because we live in the world, we have to use the ways of the world, but our goal is Supreme Consciousness. As through the repeated use of the mantra, we begin to detach ourselves from this crude existence of life, and we begin to feel transitory nature of life. Hey, you know, nothing is really permanent. Nothing is going to be with me. What am I going to do with millions and millions of dollars? Then what? Then what? After that, what? I'm going to die with millions of dollars in the bank, and then what? You know? Like a madman, I'm running after money. But then what? At the end of it, it is what? Like a madman, I'm running after my children. But the children grow up and have no good relationship. And all that you lived for your children, everything, and they destroy all your dreams of what you want their child to be. You want child to be happy. You want child to go on the right path and make something of the life meaningful. And you're dedicated everything to that, and then you find out that everything is in the ruins, ends up in a jail somewhere on some drug charges. You know, what happens? You're distraught, you're internally, you know, broken down. And that's what happens in people's life, right? Through meditation, one begins to understand my true identity is with Parampurush, and this is who I am. I have my wife, I have my children, I have my job, I need money. But all of it, material existence, are there for the purpose of me reaching to the highest state of my life. And all these things are going to go away one day. Even this body is going to go away. It's not going to be there forever. Let alone your wife and husband and your son. This body itself is going to wane and go away. So what is my true self? What is real? This thing begins to grasp you at a deeper level internally. And that generates a devotion. That creates a devotion. And that is actually awakening of mantra, or the mantra chaitanya. So that is why our meditation is an active process. It is not a passive repetition. Active process meaning your mind has to be engaged into the meaning and what it really means to you at the deepest level as you meditate. Every repetition of the mantra, you have to superimpose this mantra chaitanya into your incantations of your mantra. And this is called mantra chaitanya. And this mantra chaitanya allows kundalini to rise. Mantraghat awakens the kundalini through the process of diksha. Guru first gets hold of your self. In diksha, you surrender to guru, you take the shelter of guru, and tantra guru rarely, tantra, proper tantra guru will never let you down. And diksha establishes this very divine and a strong bondage with guru, which lasts life after life. It's not just for this life. And by receiving of the proper mantra, as I said, to a proper person, mantraghat awakens the kundalini. process of deep jnanam, deepani shakti, which, as I said, in practical terms in our sadhana, means shuddhis, bhut shuddhi, asana shuddhi, chit shuddhi. These are all deep jnanam, deepani shakti. They open up the channels, enlighten the channels. Mantragat awakens the kundalini. Appropriate mantra provides appropriate vibration to the entity rhythm of your kundalini. That is also necessary. Open passage within Brahmani channel is also necessary, which is achieved through deep jnanam. And then by mantra chaitanya, the kundalini begins its travel from Muladhara to successively to higher chakra to Sahasrara by awakening of devotion. And devotion is awakened when one understands and practices mantra internally and begins to understand this relationship of self with Supreme. So this is mantra chaitanya. These are all the elements of Ishwar Pranidhan: mantragat, mantra chaitanya, proper practice of mantra, and continued practice. One of the most important trait, characteristic of spiritual aspirant is what? Endurance. Never quits. You know, spiritual aspirant must have many characteristics. As a soldier who never quits until the goal is achieved. This ability to endure this thing, this is very, very important. So that is why I was telling Angela last time that at this point I don't care if she's recently initiated. I don't care whether you are meditating 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 15 minutes. What I really care about is, are you regularly doing it without failure, 2 times a day minimum? This endurance, building this endurance for sadhaka is very important. And if you practice it with this understanding, this awareness, your Ishwar Pranidhan, then your meditation will be successful. Continue practicing it. Truthfully, we are extremely lucky to have the shelter of the Supreme Guru, which I'm speechless even to express what that means. But the process that we have received is an extremely concentrated practice of sadhana, meditation, and you should understand its value. It is such a golden process. If you talk to other people on the other path, you will find that practices are their practices are just not, you know, they are in no comparison with what we are doing. I'm not just trying to pat ourselves in the back because it is a process given by our guru, but you should find out for yourself, and you will see how much ignorance persists outside on the path of spirituality, especially about the practices and whether they have any rational basis to their practice or not. These are all things that you will be amazed if you go outside. And we should not criticize anybody, and we should not discourage anybody. In fact, we should encourage everybody to move along their own path. Somebody is moving on their path, encourage them to move. When they are ready for a different path, they will ask you about it, you know. So be humble, in spiritual life, humility is extremely important. Humility is a armor that will protect you from degeneration. It's very easy to fall on the path of spirituality, but humility of heart will protect you from the failures along the path. Humility is very important. Develop humility, practice it, and develop devotion in the strongest sense. And I've always said that sadhana is not possible without devotion. But devotion is possible without sadhana. So you can understand how extremely important this devotional sentiment is. And now you understand devotional sentiment from the standpoint of the science of tantra, intuitional science of tantra that we talked about today, that mantra chaitanya is directly, devotion is the result of mantra chaitanya.